Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now here's Justin.
Brother Dearman, and glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and I am just honored that you have afforded some of your busy day, a time of that busy day, I should say, to spend with us here in study of God's Word. In a moment, we're going to look at 10 Bible facts about salvation. 10 Bible facts about salvation. So I would encourage you to open your Bible, and if maybe you don't have your Bible handy, get it, or worse comes worse, just make sure you turn the radio up or whatever you're listening to this on. Maybe you're listening to it not on the radio. However, appreciate you spending your time with us, but turn it up so we can study along together. If you want to, maybe after you hear this lesson, share it with a friend or a loved one, you can do so anytime online. Listen to it again as well at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you'll see all programs. This is number 161, meaning there's at least 160 before it. Lord willing, more will be after it if he permits such a thing to occur. But nonetheless, you can listen to it online. You can share it. You can download it if you so choose. We greatly appreciate that. Never ask a dime from you. It's all there for you, absolutely free. This is a list that comes from Brother Randy Key, a longtime gospel preacher. This is in an old edition of the Voice of Truth International. I have been going through my library and going through their archives as well, and just pulling out some things that I want to share with you. Now, they still publish the Voice of Truth International, but this is from an older edition, and it's simply titled 10 Bible Facts About Salvation. So the goal, we'll do five now. Take us a break, and then we'll come back and do the other five. Number one basic Bible fact about salvation is that all accountable people are lost in sin. Yes, all accountable people are lost in sin. Paul says in Romans chapter 3 and verse number 19 that all are guilty. And you're familiar, I'm sure you've heard, just a few verses later, about four verses later in Romans 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I've got written in my copy of God's Word there at the bottom by that verse, if all, then I, because I am included in all, and so are you. So I am guilty. I have sinned. So number one, my basic Bible fact about salvation is all accountable people are lost in sin. Number two, basic Bible fact about salvation, one cannot save ourselves. We cannot save ourselves without the Lord. We just can't do it. Notice here Romans chapter 5, verse 6, when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. See, we were without strength. There was nothing that we could have done to save ourselves. No man can merit his own salvation. No man can die upon the cross for his sins. So notice then, number three, that means that only Jesus can save. Only Jesus can save. Jesus says in John chapter 14 and verse number 6, no man comes unto the Father but by me. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me, or except through me. Jesus Christ is the one and only avenue by which you and I can be saved. Notice what Peter says in the book of Acts, chapter 4, and verse number 12, where he says, neither is there salvation found in any other name save the name of Jesus Christ. So number one, all people that are accountable are lost in sin. Number two, we cannot save ourselves without the Lord. And number three, only Jesus can save. Let's look at basic Bible fact about salvation. Number four, and this one's a sad one, not all people will be saved. Yes, we just mentioned all accountable people are lost, but sadly, not all people will be saved. Jesus says in Matthew 25, the last verse of that chapter, it's verse number 46, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. There's going to be a great division, and that's what Jesus has been talking about, beginning about verse 31, a great division in that the sheep separated from the goats. You know, God is not willing that any should perish, yet at the same time, not everyone's going to be saved. And they're going to do it simply based upon their disobedience. So number four, not all people will be saved. Let's look at basic Bible fact about salvation, number five, and then we'll take us a break here on Reading the Word. Most people will be lost. Unfortunately, most people will be lost. Sad to think there'll be people listening to the sound of my voice who will be lost. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, he says there's two ways to go in life, and he says, for straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be which find it. But notice, leads unto life, and few there be that find it. I think about, and I've used it in sermon many a times, where you think about popular songs, and I try not to quote songs in secular songs and script and sermons, but you think about there's a highway to hell, but a stairway to heaven. Tells me that only not everybody will be saved. Matthew 7:13, Jesus says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Dear friends, as we take our pause here on Reading the Word, my encouragement for you, make it your utmost and your goal to be a part of that few that find eternal life. And we're going to show you how to do that if you'll just hang with us here through this break on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here once again on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and if you're just now joining us, we're looking at 10 Basic Bible Facts About Salvation, an article written by Randy Key from a publication, The Voice of Truth International. I found this going through my library, my archives, and I wanted to share it with you. And I think so far it's been a worthwhile study, and I hope that you think the same of the back half. If you want to study this again online, anytime, you can do so online. Maybe you missed it, or whatever the case may be, want to share it with somebody that you know, love, and care about. You can do so anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program, and then you just find program 161, that's today's number, with 10 basic Bible facts about salvation. We've looked at the fact that all accountable people are lost in sin. We looked at we cannot save ourselves without the Lord. We looked that only Jesus Christ can save. We looked that not all people will be saved. And then we looked that most people will be lost. Now let's look at point number six, 10 basic Bible facts about salvation, is that many will be lost expecting to be saved. They're going to be confused, if you will. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter to the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. For many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, in thy name done many wonderful works? And I will profess unto them, depart from me, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Isn't that a sad picture? It is painted that there's people on the judgment day, they think they've been doing right, and yet they've never even done what God says. Now, they claim they're doing it in the name of the Lord, but we learn that they're not. And so he says, depart, I don't know who you are. Many will be lost expecting to be saved. That's number six. Number seven, basic Bible facts about salvation is that no one, or none, I should say, can be saved after death. John chapter 8, verse 21. I go my way, and ye shall seek me. You shall die in your sins. Whether I go, you cannot come. You know, once we pass from this earth, we can't pray for someone's sins to be forgiven if they're no longer alive, because they must have their sins forgiven on their own accord. I can't pray for your sins to be forgiven once you've passed. I know that's a popular religious belief, but I can find no basis for that in Scripture, dear friends. None can be saved after death. Here's you another one. This is from number 8, 10 Basic Bible Facts About Salvation. It's from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 7 and also verse 8. As I flip there very quickly, I want to read this to you. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished from everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Number 8, none can be saved after the second coming of Christ. See, we just mentioned number 7, none can be saved after they die, but also none can be saved after Christ returns. See, your fate is sealed. You can't come back to life. We learned that in the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man wanted to change his life. And he said, no, there's a great goal fixed. You can't go anywhere. Where you are is it. Once again, there's going to be a lot of people, and there's some false religious teaching that I can't find validated in Scripture, dear friends. Like purgatory, I can't find that validated in Scripture, where you pay off your sins and then you go to heaven. Nope, none will be saved after the second coming of Christ. That's a basic Bible fact about salvation. Number 9, notice this here, is that God desires all to be saved. We see in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, notice here, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. God doesn't want anyone to perish. God wants all to be saved. So why doesn't he just snap his fingers and save all? Well, then what's the point of obedience if we're all going to be saved? What's the point of living a righteous life different from the world? What's the point of sending your son to die upon the cross if everyone's just going to God's going to snap his fingers and all be saved? Now, God desires all to be saved. That's why he designed through the foolishness of preaching, Paul says in Corinthians, to try to save the world. That's why we do what we do here on Reading the Word and at Arlington and other places. See, God desires all to be saved. But finally, number 10, basic Bible fact about salvation. God will only save those who love and obey him. Jesus says it best in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And Revelation 22 and verse 14, right there at the end of the book, at the end of the Bible. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. See, God will only save those who will love and who obey him. So how do you submit to him in obedience? Go back to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. We read it a moment ago. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father. The Father said in Matthew chapter 17, verse number 5, to hear Jesus. And Jesus says you must believe that he is the Christ. You'll die in your sins. John 8, 24, he says you must repent of your sins. Luke 13, 3, he says you must confess me before men. Matthew 10, 32, 33, and upon that confession, you must be baptized. Mark 16, 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe will be damned or condemned. That's what the Father says. And then Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, 22, you must endure to the end, be faithful to the very end. All red letter, that's what the Father has said. Dear friends, this concludes our program today with this article from Brother Randy Key on 10 basic Bible facts about salvation. And I have enjoyed this study, and I sure hope you have as well. Once again, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on the radio programs button. And this is program 161, 10 basic Bible facts about salvation. If the good Lord permits us to live another week, we will plan on studying again. And I do appreciate the time you have afforded me today. May the good Lord bless you, and may he keep you. Dear friend, please continue to pray, because the world sure does need it. And thank you so much for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.